University of Richmond is a private school with only 4,000 students, 6% African American, and it's not known for political activism. But over the last 3 months, faculty members, students, and alumni have risen up against buildings named for founder Robert Ryland and Professor Douglas Southall Freeman.
Ryland, being a proponent of slavery, he owned slaves himself. And Freeman was in favor of eugenics. He was a proponent of segregation.
Sociology professor Eric Grohlman says the Board of Trustees refused to rename the buildings, offering instead to add on to Ryland Hall.
There would be a terrace out back that would be named in honor of the enslaved Black folks. And the decision with the Freeman building was to combine his name with one of his most staunch critics.
That offer did not sit well with students like Elijah Michael, who expressed their dismay at campus protests and online.
There was such an overwhelming support for the names to be changed. The Board of Trustees are fighting ferociously to keep the names of two racist people instead of just taking them down.
The rector, Paul Quealy, and several trustees met with faculty and staff, but were firm in their decision not to rename the buildings. Again, Professor Eric Grohlman.
Beyond making it very clear that they had no interest whatsoever in changing, the head of the Board of Trustees was essentially very abusive, very hostile with the lone Black staff member in that room, a Black woman.
Alumni also weighed in, calling for a boycott of the school's annual Giving Day. Last year, it raised more than $1.5 million. This year, the university decided to cancel it.
The negative press that it's bringing to our campus is really jeopardizing the future of the institution.
The board now says it will suspend its original decision and consider other options. In a statement, the trustees said they'd tried to chart a path that was honest about our history and respectful of the varying views of our students and alumni. We accept that our process and the proposed decision have not achieved our objectives. I'm Sandy Houseman.